Driving along Jackson's snow-flecked fields, the area appears serene. Ross and Marcy Bishop live just east of a stately white-spired church German Lutherans erected in the 1840s. Marcy Bishop says their farmhouse isn't much younger.
Up above where the logs are by the windows, the two builders had written their name in pencil up in there. And then the kitchen part was added in 1888.
Outside, next to the brilliant red barn, Bishop introduces me to the boys.
The black ones are Angus. There's several that have kind of a dusky white. They're a cross between the Angus and Charolais.
The Bishops raise beef cattle, the high-end type. A packing company in Illinois snatches up most of it.
They cater to the kosher market in New York, and then they also sell to your higher-end Chicago restaurants.
So that's where all of your...
Most of the cattle go there. We do sell some... privately.
The Bishops, with occasional help from a nephew, also till more than 500 acres, selling its corn and soybean crops. Marcy says the lean team is accustomed to coping with unexpected weather, such as this year's drought, but has not yet been able to reckon with the July gas leak. Ross Bishop explains they just purchased this farm 2 years ago.
We're just starting out. We're very, very just starting out. So, I mean, if you want to know, we got debt, a lot of debt.
The Bishop's plan was to sell their old house just a half mile from here and put that money towards this venture. Ross says 6 months ago, a local realtor couldn't wait to list the place.
And she says, I'd love to write it and sell it for you. That was in June. What we found out after the spill, not one realtor would touch us. Nobody would sign up to sell it.
Bishop's old house lay just 1,000 feet from the spill. We drove to see it.
The red brick, that's the house.
Okay.
But the spill was right behind that garage.
The pipeline company installed water filtration systems for all property owners whose wells were contaminated. We head to the basement, where a couple of 4-foot tanks gleam.
Put in a filter to take any, let's say, big stuff out. We have a meter, and then we have 2 filters, carbon filters. And those are supposed to get all the benzene out, but at some cases where it was really heavy levels, we've been talking to one of the neighbors. Within a week, it had filled up completely with benzene. So they had to switch them out, put new ones in. They cost $700 a piece.
Bishop's tank had to be switched out too. Nevertheless, the pipeline company assures Jackson residents the filtered water is safe to drink. Ross says try convincing yourself that's true, let alone a potential buyer.
We've had people that would like to buy it that have kids and a baby, a 1-year-old, and the wife says, no way. The husband loved the house, and he told me later on he couldn't convince his wife, and I says, she's right. You don't want a 1-year-old here.
As for their new farm, its well tests clean, although it still falls within the DNR's drinking water advisory area.
So we're right on the edge.
For weeks, the pipeline company delivered bottled water for the couple's consumption. To hydrate the cattle, a semi rolled onto the farm twice a week and filled 15,000-gallon tanks. The situation left one of Bishop's regular customers feeling unsettled, resulting in a canceled order. In the meantime, the Bishop's worries multiply. When they took cattle to market, they learned the cattle weighed less than most, Ross says, by as much as 100 pounds per animal.
USDA says they're up by 2% across the nation. So it's got to be the chlorinated water. I talked to our nutritionist, and he said, dairy animals do not do well on chlorinated water. Their daily gain or their milk production will be down. So here we are with beef. It all makes sense.
That weight makes a difference in terms of dollars and cents, too. Ross figures they'll lose thousands, taking lighter weight cattle to market. Driving back to check on the herd, he wearily gazes across the rolling landscape. I ask him, what keeps him going?
My faith. I pray. I get on my knees and ask, Lord, for wisdom. You don't really know what to do or say because we've never gone through this before. This is a whole new animal.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
We'll just kind of drive through.